Well, I was going to say something, now I forgot what it was. It's the news, according to me. Yeah, they're back. They're back. The dogs. The dogs are back. The dogs and the cats. They're all back. And they're, it's good to have them back. I didn't sleep more than 4 hours last night, but it's good to have them back anyway. I got like 10 million things to do today. I didn't need to get any sleep. I needed no rest. I need no rest for this. I just keep going. It's June 6th, by the way. June 10th, 7:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2025. I am your host. I'm Kevin, the host with the most. I am not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I just talk about stuff. I talk about the news, my opinion of the news, my opinion, and that's what I talk about. Yes, you can talk about my opinion. You can call the show. You can call the show and give me your opinion. Not that I'll care, but you can give me your opinion. It's 812-379-8778, and you can call or text that. It's a hotline. You call, leave a message. Or you can call, and you can delete it. If you screw it up, you can delete it and start over again. You don't have to just, you know, I'm not going to, and it can tell me whether or not you want it to be put on the show or not. I want to hear your opinions of things I want to hear your opinion about. Enough about me. Let's talk about what you think about me. That's the next step. So it's just, if you're not in the country and you don't have an international calling plan or you don't have a cell phone, which you're listening to me over the internet somehow. You can go to google.com, Google with two O's, google.com/voice, and you can put that number in, 812-379-8778, and you can send a text message or a voicemail through if you just put that number in. It's google.com/voice. Or you can just call if you just want to call the number. Just call the number. 812-379-8778. I'll be waiting for your call. We're just going to sit here and wait till you call. It's not a live number. It's just a voicemail and a text message system. So it's just a way for you to communicate with me if you want to communicate. Yeah. Couple things. It's Topical Tuesday here today at the show, and I want to get into a few things. One of the things I want to get into is what's in my cup. I have a chai. My favorite chai with Almond Joy Creamer, which I'm almost out of Almond Joy Creamer. I got about one shot left for tomorrow's show, which will most likely be a live show. I think it's going to be a live show. I don't know if it's going to be a video live or if it's going to be an audio live, but I probably will have a video live. That's what I'm hoping to be able to have a video live from the main studio, from the worldwide headquarters tomorrow morning. I've only got about one more week of this being off my official job thing. And so I'll have a little bit of time to put some things together yet before I go back to that. And then I get to go maybe spend some time on the boat this weekend. Getting some things fixed, though, around here. It's been talk about draining the old pocketbook. I got nothing left after this week. But all the bills that are piling in. So we have a couple things to talk about. So you can send your donations to me. Just send them to me. I have a couple things I want to talk about. There's interesting things in the media. And of course, the topics, main topics, I talked about this on the show a little bit yesterday about what I was going to talk about today. One of the things I want to talk about on the show is the LA riots, of course. I want to talk about that kind of stuff. But there's a couple of things. One of them is borderline conspiracy theory type stuff. It's not really. It's just kind of a theory. Oh, I forgot to put together the list of lies. Oh, man, I started the show and didn't even do that. How could I be so silly? The There's a list of lies I wanted to go through. Oh, maybe I did. Did I put that together? I thought I wrote it down at one point. I had added to it because it's the list of lies the media has told us. I'm pretty sure I started it. Let me see if I can find it here. It's got to be here somewhere. Nonetheless, we get the list of lies. We got the LA riots. Something between Trump and Musk that I want to talk about, and the just what the Dems say and what they do and what they don't say do. It's just the one thing after another. But this is the lies that the media has told us, basically. Which is the legacy media and what they've told us and what the administration told us all last year. And it's a short list. It's the highlights. It's the pinnacles. It's not just all the little lies that they tell us. And in the meantime, they turn around and tell us that all we hear from Donald Trump is lies. It's just all lies. It's lies, lies, lies. I gotta say, I think that the narrative of Donald Trump bad, Donald Trump evil, Donald Trump racist. I think that all of that is starting to wear a little bit thin with the American people. I do believe that. I think people are starting to see that this is just ridiculous. The media has, they just continue to come out with the same old Donald Trump, orange man bad. Just it's just getting a little, I think people are a little tired of it. I know I'm sick and tired of it. But the polls now are showing Donald Trump's approval rating has gone up like 10% in the last month. People who are diehard, like totally approve of the guy. And the people who are diehard disapprove of the guy, those numbers have gone down 10%. So there is a definite shift in the center of people swaying that direction. And it is driving the Democrats crazy. Because they were, well, now we're just seeing how crazy they actually were the whole time. But they are nuts, folks. And they are, this derangement syndrome that has been at the core of most of their problems. Look, when you're focusing on negative stuff, when you're focusing on the, all of a sudden they care about, we're supposed to believe they care about the Constitution and the rule of law and all the stuff that they care about, the process of the justice system and the balance of power, all the stuff they talk about all the time. They don't care about when they're in power, and they call it in power, which bothers me. When we're in power, the people are supposed to have the power. It's supposed to be a government for them by the people, not a government for them by the bureaucrats and the politicians. That's not the way they see it. And you'll hear them say that more than anybody. They'll talk about when they're in power. You may be in power now, but when we're in power, it's going to change. That is a typical statement that they make. Because that's the way they see it. They see it as a power. That's a power trip for them. But what ends up happening... Oh, by the way, I didn't talk about my backup cup. So it's a bunny trail again. So it's in my chai. Now, in my backup cup, I'm just the remainder. Well, not the remainder. I got one more cup of this as well. This is my final throes of the sweet tea with peaches in it. And I can tell it's starting to get, it's not quite as, starting to get on that edge. I got one more day with it. Maybe I have to dump it out if I don't drink it all in this today. I'll probably drink it all today because I drink a lot of sweet tea. But I'm not sure what the weather's supposed to be doing, but in the meantime, that's what's happening. So it's what was I talking about? I have to go back and figure that out. Nonetheless, sweet tea in there. It's good stuff. I know. Anyway, the list of lies. Here. This is the list of lies. I think I've missed a few. I think this is not a revamped edition. This was kind of my short notes. So hopefully, I can kind of make this work. I was going to actually put a lot more detail into this. This is the list of lies. Hillary Clinton, number one on the list. This has nothing to do with the top 10. This is just down the row, and there's some of them are not necessarily in chronological order or alphabetical order. These are just in order. These are just as I randomly thought of them. Hillary Clinton is going to win the 2016 election. There's no way Donald Trump can win. We were told all over, up and down one side and up to the other, that there was no way Donald Trump was going to win this election. Hillary Clinton has it in the bag. They didn't even try to cheat this election because it was that election because it was so ridiculous that she was going to win. There you go. She's going to win. And she didn't. Joe Biden, all during his presidency, we were told that he was cognitive. He was shaking hands with the air, talking about world leaders that he had not, that had been dead, forgetting that there was they were honoring a particular congresswoman, among others. Is Jackie here? Oh, she couldn't make it. No, Joe. She died in a car crash about a month ago. Oh, I didn't know that. That was pretty offensive, actually, to me. To me, that just showed how ridiculously, I don't know. That really bothered me when he said that for some reason. I don't know why. I've met Jackie Walorski, but I sat in church with her at special church events. Paul Wilbur was in town one time, a couple times. I saw her there. Paul Wilbur concerts or worship events, I guess. And that was interesting. Anyway, he was cognitive. COVID came from bats. Came from a wet market. These aren't just things that if you say that you disagree with that you're wrong. They don't just say, "Oh no, you're wrong." They say you're a conspiracy theorist. You're going to get banned, and you can get kicked off of your social media account if you say these things. I'm not just talking about just happenstance, just something you disagree with. These are things that will get you kicked out of social media. Off the public square, as it were, the modern public square. Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian disinformation campaign. Had all the hallmarks, all the earmarks, that we were never told what those earmarks or hallmarks were. But we're supposed to believe these 51 people who signed off on this. None of them, I'm sure, had any kind of political bent, political motivation to do so. Trump colluded with Russia. Sure he did. Trump colluded with Russia. How long were we told that? I mean, from within weeks after the election when Hillary Clinton first brought it up. When she first said it, I thought it was just, you're just grasping. I thought it was such a lame statement to begin with. Why? Just to someone who was groveling. She's upset. She's whatever. And they took it up on this, and the whole thing went somewhere. She wasn't just pulling this out of thin air. She had already paid for the dossier, the whole thing. So here you are. Then we have that was determined after much investigation and many, many times. Of course, you still have people today. There are still hardcore people on the left who still believe he colluded with Russia. Adam Schiff still hasn't come out and apologized for his years, which he got censored for, by the way. So he left the Congress and he went to the Senate. Now he's trying to go to the Senate. That's the way these people are. They can't do anything else. They can't go into the public sector and be productive. So they just have to go, back to the. Trump built cages to put children in on our border in his first term. He built cages to put the children in. Yeah, those cages were built by Barack Obama, by the way. That's how that works. And they weren't really cages; they're a detention facility. It's as much to protect them as it is to keep them there. Biden administration, by the way, lost about at least 100,000 children. But it's very possible there could have been up to 300,000 children. It's hard to tell how many because they weren't really keeping track of them. Unbelievable. This party that believes in
protecting the children. It's all about the children. I just want to protect the children. As long as it was after they come out of the womb. Before they come out of the womb, I don't care. We can just kill them all we want.
I'll try to keep going. The quote, there are very fine people on both sides. Donald Trump said there's very fine people on both sides. He thinks that there's fine people among the white supremacists. That's not what he said. They talk about a cheap fake. That is as cheap a fake as you can get. But that's okay for them. And they even during the 2024 election cycle, Joe Biden was still saying these things. The suckers and losers comment, we were told. Donald Trump said, suck. He said, these people that died, we went over to Europe and the people who died in Normandy, on Normandy beach on D-Day, they're suckers and losers. So the real soldiers are the ones who don't die. He never said that, by the way. Somebody who was jilted, who was guilty, you know, jilted into in his administration, came out and said, oh, that's what he said, they're suckers and losers. He never said that. There was no one else there that could corroborate that he ever said that. Nobody ever. And the way he treats our veterans, it goes against everything I've ever seen the man or heard the man say or do. It makes no sense whatsoever. Suckers and losers. We're supposed to believe that. And he was still saying that. Joe Biden was still saying that in the 2024 election cycle. Suckers and losers. Oh, cool. January 6th was an insurrection. It was the worst thing that ever happened to our nation since the Civil War. This came right out of Joe Biden's mouth as well, but all kinds of Democrats were saying the same thing. This is worse than 9/11. This is worse than the Civil War. Nothing like this has happened since in our country and in our nation's history. This is horrible. It's terrible. It's an insurrection. And he's an insurrectionist. And he incited it by telling people to go peacefully and patriotically go down and make your voices heard. Nothing like that is coming out of the Democrats' mouths right now. They're encouraging people to continue rioting. The Joe Biden cheap fakes, getting back to that, we were told that everything that was going on, the things that we were seeing him do, the things that were all this stuff was just cheap fakes. By the way, Karine Jean-Claude Pierre, she still holds to that story that those were cheap fakes because they were edited. They were edited to make it look worse. Like as if you have never done that to Donald Trump. Trying to make it sound like a deep fake. They were using the word cheap fake to make it sound like it was all made up. It wasn't made up. It was he actually did it. Whether you cut out all the other fluff and all the other, just for timing's sake, they just cut all the rest of the stuff out. Then we were told about the Maryland man. He's just a Maryland man. He's just a father. They just came in and swooped him up in a big dragnet and they just scuttled him up. Now, these kinds of stories were sweeping the nation within a month after Donald Trump was put in office. Because I remember seeing some things on Facebook. There were these stories about they came in and they got 134 people out of this one place. This one, it was like a nightclub or whatever it was. They came in and swept up 134 people, and one of them was an ex-Navy guy or ex-military guy, and he belongs here, and they deported him. They're constantly coming up with stories like this. Now, keep in mind, the last time Donald Trump got elected, within months, first few months of his election, I was seeing stuff on Facebook, on stuff on all kinds of social media, people posting things about racial. I don't know what you want to call it. I call it violence, but it's. There were this one girl, in fact, that was one of my relatives posted. This just happened in Indiana. This young lady who had no fear at all. She was very peaceful about this whole thing. She's out there walking around looking at her car. There was sugar around her gas tank, around the outside of her gas tank. So, you know, we're supposed to assume that there's sugar in her tank. And then there was something written on the side of the siding on the side of the building. And a couple other things that were, you know, there was some stuff written. Most of the stuff that's it wasn't really damaged. It was like not really seriously damaged. She's going to have to move out. Now she has to move out and go somewhere else. She had like almost a brand new car, and she has to move back to Kentucky. She can't live here. Like as if Kentucky has fewer racists. So the problem with all that, of course, it was fake, and she was looking for a GoFundMe account at the time. But the problem is nobody ever apologized for that, for posting that, or for telling us all about it. And in the meantime, come to find out, what actually was going on with that story was she couldn't afford the house she was in. She was defaulting on the payments on her car, so she was crying victim and wanted to get out of it all. So she got out of her lease without having to pay any kind of a deposit, anything. She got everything back. Because I'm just in fear for my life. I have to leave. She had shown no signs of fear whatsoever when she was going around showing stuff that happened to her house. Yeah, Trump and Putin are very close friends. We were told they're very, very close friends. They're in cahoots with each other. They're talking to each other every day. They're like good buddies. They're very good buddies. He's Putin's puppet. He's Putin's puppet. Whatever Putin wants him to do, that's what he does. You know, the use of plexiglass masks and 6 feet away will stop the spread of COVID. We need to put our children in masks and put it in a desk that has a piece of plexiglass in front of them and make them fearful. It's just nothing but fear. Just put all this fear in front of them and then try to make them learn in the midst of that. It's going to stop the spread. And healthy children and pregnant women should be taking the vaccine. That's just a few of the things. Of course, now there's the most recent stuff about the LA riots. We'll get into that today. We're going to talk about the LA riots. And the craziness, when you just take a step back and listen to some of the things that they're saying, how ridiculous these statements are. We have... I want to talk about, I've got this thing about, this is the Adam Carolla show. Adam Carolla on YouTube, this is courtesy of his show. He's got a fellow by the name of Aldo, I think it's Budizani, it could be Budizoni. I'm pretty sure it's Budizani. And he's like an independent journalist. I've seen his stuff before. I've heard him report his reports. He's pretty... He gets right out there in the streets. He's a pretty good guy. With regard to his craft, he does a very good job of journalism. I'm not sure I agree with everything he's politically, but that's fine as long as he does his due diligence and doing research on the ground, which most of these anchors don't do. There's recently I saw the LA police chief was out giving a little report, a news brief, press briefing, and he they were asking him questions about whether the police were handling things. He said, "Well, we were, but now it's kind of out of hand." Normally, what they try to do, and this is what was happening in Wisconsin. This is why what's his name, Kyle Rittenhouse. He was carrying a gun around with him while he was out there trying to help. He had a medical kit. He was trying to help. He was putting out a fire in a dumpster. He's doing things, on the positive side, trying to help, but doing what the police should have been doing. And of course, he starts to get attacked because he put the fire out. And then they start going after him. And of course, then they start trying to kill him. And he ends up, it gets violent with him, throwing skateboards at him. The guy's pulling guns on him. He hears gunshots. And he's thinking they're shooting at him. So he protected himself. He didn't kill any black people, by the way. We were told he went across state lines. Kept telling us he went across state lines. Went across state lines. Well, when you live on the border, you're pretty much going across the state line about every day. In fact, he worked across the state line. The biggest town near them was across the state line. So he went across the state line to hunt down. He just took his gun there just to hunt down people like dogs. He went down there to hunt down black people like dogs. And he didn't do a good job of hunting down any of those. So we're told that as well. We'll just add that up to the stack of lies we're told. So the police chief was out there and he was talking about this. If I'd have been the police chief, here's what I would have done. I was you know, if someone had said something about Gavin Newsom says that it shouldn't bring in the National Guard. I would have said, well, what we need to do is have Gavin Newsom come down here and put a helmet on and come down and stand in the streets, or just have him come down here and give you a press briefing from the streets that are on fire. How's that? That's just the way that works. But I got some audio here of some things that have been said. I want to talk about it a little bit. It's ridiculous, some of the things that are being said. The first one here, this is at Adam Carolla show, and it's got this guy. He's kind of reporting on what he saw in the streets, and we're just going to talk about this a little bit, or just have him say what's going on here.
I think Antifa's starting to get in the mix. Yesterday, when I was taking videos of the rioters breaking up the sidewalk and collecting rocks, which they used for 2 hours to throw at police officers, you know, the rioters started cracking down on people recording, and I imagine by today they're going.
So if you're out there recording. He was talking about how the kind of equipment he carries with him when he's on the street, because he basically just carries his iPhone, because otherwise he looks like a reporter. They've actually nearly lynched a couple of guys who they figured out that were reporters that were downtown, and they weren't on their side. So he's trying to be on incognito as much as possible, and not ask anybody any questions, just kind of trying to take pictures and doing. And he took some pretty iconic pictures. One of them, there's a couple of guys standing on top of a burning taxi car. I guess it's a self-driving taxi car. They're waving the Mexican flag. These people are coming into. We'll talk about what is an invasion. What's the definition of an invasion? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But this is the kind of thing that where he's doing. So he's talking about that right now. And this is they're breaking up the streets, breaking up pieces of concrete, and then throwing them at police cars. And we're supposed to be told that this is not, oh, nobody's getting hurt. That's all they're telling us. Oh, nobody's been hurt. Nobody's been killed. Nobody's been shot. Oh, okay. So let's wait until somebody gets shot before we send in the National Guard. Is that what you're saying? Wait until somebody's been killed or shot before we send in the National Guard. And then once that happens, then we'll do something about it. And one of the things that they do, this is the typical blue state anti-police. In fact, there's half. Per capita, there's half the number of police in L.A. than there are in Chicago. And Chicago, I would say, is not overwhelmed with police officers. But because they just don't, they're trying to defund the police there. They think that fewer police equals less crime. You just don't report as much crime because there's not as many, when you can't make it to the scene, there's no report ever filed. So that makes the police reports go down, which makes the crime rate go down. It's ridiculous. That's their thinking.
It's going to be a lot more vigilant about making sure that independent journalists aren't covering things that make them look unsavory.
Well, it's always this weird dichotomy because they're there, they have a bullhorn, they're protesting, they're here, they're taking to the streets to be seen, and then when someone puts a microphone in front of their face, they push them off, you know, and it was the same thing with all the free Palestine bullshit. As soon as somebody said, hey, can we talk to you about freeing Palestine?
Known without
Adam Carolla
talking.
Get out of my face. And it's like, well, I don't really get it, because if you have a point, then make your point. Like, it happens all the time where people go, well, why didn't Anthony Fauci go on Tucker Carlson's show? And the answer is, well, he didn't want to be treated unfairly. It's like, well, make your point. You don't have to be treated. I'll go on The View. I'm not worried about being treated unfairly. I'll make my point. And as long as you don't, you know, edit it, then we'll be fine. Or it's like a hostile environment. Like, look, if your point.
Yeah, so I like what he's talking about there. So I think he goes into more of a story here about the, I'll try to find it here. He starts talking about what's actually happening. Here he is. He's talking about
you're dead. That's how it goes.
If you're riding a moped and somebody throws a rock at you.
You know, 10, 20-pound rocks that they were throwing 20 feet down off the overpass. One of the rocks actually ended up striking a police officer, but they were screaming, aim for the head, aim for the head. And you know, I don't want to generalize who these rioters or who these protesters are, because it's such a big mix and it's growing every single day. But, you know, so many people out there I was hearing saying, oh, you know, we're just here, school's out, and oh, it's a Sunday, I'm bored. And so while there are a lot of rioters out there that are there because they're passionate about.
They are showing video of these kids, no masks on, these kids without, so, you know, they can spread COVID. They're just out there throwing rocks. Well, that's why I guess the one kid has a mask, but he's got it pulled down. And of course, they're medical masks. That way they can make it look, oh, I'm concerned about spreading. So I don't want to spread any viruses to anybody, but I will throw rocks at you off of an overpass down onto your car. That's not going to hurt anybody. You know, nobody's. And here's the problem. I was getting into this. In most blue states, blue cities, blue run towns, their philosophy now about riots and rioting, when it's in their favor, when it's something they agree with, what they do is they just contain the riot. So this is what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse. He went inside he went past the green zone. He went out of the green zone and went into the red zone, where the riots were actually happening. Basically, it's a no-go zone for the police. They won't even go in. The ambulance will not go in. Nobody will go in. You have to drag them out to the line where the police are holding the line, where they contain it. They contain the riot. That's all they're doing in L.A. They're just trying to contain the riot. Of course, they're not containing anything. They set up these little posts in different places, and they try to stop things from happening in certain areas. So if you have private property in one of those areas, if you own something, or if you are in one of those areas or living in one of those areas, well, it's too bad for you. You know, you need to get out of there during this time. Why do I need to get out of here? I pay taxes for the protection of the city to watch over my property, not to have to get out of my property so somebody can come in and destroy it. But this is what happens. So that's where we're going with all that stuff. That's all I wanted to say about the LA riots thing. And we keep being told that there's nothing happening. There's nothing happening. Here's another little snippet that we can get into. This is the, how you say, the, this is a typical comment from legacy media. We're going to listen to this, and then we're going to talk about how ridiculous this is. So let's just play this, and then we'll discuss.
If you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
Let's listen to that one more time, just for the sake of, you know.
Burn into massive.
Let's go back here.
Wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into.
You know, it's just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn. Turning it into an escalated confrontation. This is called avoidance. Now, I don't want to escalate the situation because, you know, something bad could happen. But they're just down there burning cars. Oh, but these are just people going downtown to watch cars burn, because, you know, cars just spontaneously combust, and they're just going downtown just to watch that. No, it's the people who are burning the cars that are the problem. They've already escalated things beyond. That's escalation, folks. You don't take law into your own hands. You don't take all this. And of course, Antifa's getting involved. Like that one guy said, he can tell Antifa's getting involved in this whole thing. And Antifa's just there for chaos. They are not there to protect anything. They're not trying to accomplish anything. They're just there to burn it all down. There was another video I wanted to play. I don't know what I did with it. I think it was actually in that part of the broadcast, but I'm not going to dig it up right now. But one of the things that they're... Okay, let's talk about what an invasion is. If I invade your country, your state, your territory, your region, your city, your house, I invade that place, and I burn your flag, and I fly my own flag, and in the meantime, I say, F your country, F your city, whatever it is I say. Would you think you're being invaded if that happens? Bunch of angry men in their 20s, in their 30s, come in and do that kind of thing. Would you feel like you're being invaded, like your country's being invaded? First of all, if you don't like this country, just go somewhere else. If Mexico is so great, you got to come here and fly your flag. Fly the flag of another country. What are you doing here? And by the way, they wouldn't let you do that in their country. They'd probably just shoot you right off the top of a car or wherever you're, you know, parading the flag around. This is an invasion. These people don't love our country when they're part of their chant, part of their official stance is F this country. You think they love our Constitution? What do you think it is they love about our country is? They're flying somebody else's flag, burning our flag, and declaring statements like that. I don't understand how we then go from that, watching that, to being told there's nothing bad happening. There's no use to send. There's no purpose to send in the National Guard to federalize to Title 10. The president has Title 10 authority over the National Guard. You have to understand the National Guard is part of the military service. National Guard, the commander in chief is Donald Trump. He can send those troops overseas if he wants to. When we have unrest in this country, especially when it's people who aren't from this country, they're not citizens of this country. He's turning the military against the citizens. No, he's not. That's not what's happening. We have been invaded. And if these people are trying to seek asylum, I think we're the ones needing asylum right now. From people who are coming in, throwing rocks at our police officers. Indiscriminately just throwing rocks at police officers. Destroying our cities. Burning things down. Now, you need to go. You need to go. You either need to go to prison or you need to get out of the country. One of the two. It doesn't matter. But you're going somewhere. You can't stay here. Go wherever you want, but you can't stay here kind of thing. That's what we're in for at this point. That's the kind of how the craziness continues. Now, I want to move on from this topic. It's still unfolding. While all this is going on, they're still telling us that there's nothing to see here, nothing bad here. Newsom, by the way, came out. One more thing on this. Newsom has come out. He's acting all Mr. Tough Guy now. I don't get this at all. Because Newsom's about as tough as the fairy dust that flakes off of fairy dust. I don't understand exactly how this guy thinks that he's such a tough guy, other than the fact that he's probably surrounded by bodyguards and police officers all the time. A gentle breeze would knock this guy down. This guy has no business coming out and talking tough. Donald Trump needs to get blah, 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 and so-and-so needs to blah, blah. Who was it he was talking about? I think it was Hegseth. Oh, Hegseth is a joke. He's a joke. He's a joke. Oh, really? and you're, you know, that I would take that from somebody who actually had some credibility. You want to talk about a joke? Takes one to know one has never been more well defined by that. But there we are. So he's Mr. Tough Guy now. One other thing I want to talk about. This is the ending thing I'm going to discuss, and then we're going to go on. We're going to move on to the rest of our day, and I will let you go. But I need a sip of chai, and maybe even a sip of sweet peach tea. Yeah, that's both of those. That did it for me. I can now move forward with this crazy wacky idea. The idea is this, and I thought of this during, while everything was happening. This thought actually crossed my mind, and then yesterday I actually heard someone talk about it, because they were running through all the possible theories of how this is all going to play out between Musk and Trump. One of the things I thought about was, what if they're setting up the media here? What if they're setting people up with this? What if this is all part of a play that they decided to put on? No, I don't believe it is. But if it is, it couldn't have been planned any better. The media, again, now you have to understand, Trump plays the media like a fiddle. He understands everything about their motivations. This is like, I akin Donald Trump's knowledge and understanding of the media. He's been a student of the media for a long time. He used to, people who knew him said they would go into his office and they would see all these news clippings about, and most of the news clippings were stuff about him. He wanted to know what was, if he was going into a particular city or a town to put in a hotel or to do anything, any kind of investing, building a building, putting in whatever it was going to be. One of his big concerns was, what is the political climate like? What is the media doing in that town? What's the media saying about what's going on in that town? He would gather everything he could find about what the media was saying. And then he would get out on the street and he would talk to people, talk to everybody on the street. He's very adept at that. He wasn't the kind of investor who would just pay somebody else to go out and do everything. He literally would go in and meet people. He would meet construction workers. He would meet contractors. He would just step up on the job and say, "How's it going?" He wanted to be hands on, not necessarily hands on, but he wanted to have a connection with the people who were doing the job. And I'll tell you, it makes a big difference for the employees, for the people who are working for you, when you, the fellow who's signing the checks, when you show up, things change. For one, he wants to hear from you. This is something that people in his administration have been saying. He'll go through an entire cabinet meeting, and he'll call somebody out and say, "What do you think about this?" And he might disagree with you, but he wants to hear what you have to say. Which is such an inclusive thing. Talk about inclusivity, and you talk about inclusion. The interesting thing about all this is how the media reacted and responded to what was happening between Musk and Trump initially. Bernie Sanders, of course, here's a whole other list of lies that were told. Bernie Sanders just rattles them off all the time, constantly rattles them off. That's all he does. Because I'm gonna finish up with one last thing about this whole thing with the Democrats. But it was all about the oligarchy. They're in charge. Oligarchy's in charge. No, Musk is running the White House. He's the president now. And all of a sudden, Musk and Trump are at each other's throats. So figuratively. Now, I don't know. I think that most of what we've heard is probably the truth. As far as, you know, I don't think we're getting all the truth, but I think we're getting part of the inside story, inside baseball, what's going on. I think some of the things that have been displayed publicly. And of course, there are people who are saying, oh, now all the nations are looking at this and they're laughing at us because they're having this spat. No, I think, folks, you may think so. And maybe some nations are laughing at it and thinking that we're weak because the president's having these kinds of arguments in the open. But I guarantee you, the American people don't see it that way. The common sense, normal people who do not have DTS, or I should say TDS, whatever, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Those normal people, guess what? They don't see it this way. Now they don't like to see the drama. They don't like to see all this. It's not good. However, sometimes seeing people in leadership argue with each other. Everybody says, "Oh, you should never argue in front of people like this. They should have a united front. They should do the arguing back behind the closed doors and then come out with a united front." Not necessarily. But first of all, we can if now I don't know that Elon would do, I don't know that Musk would do this intentionally. So I think that's why I don't think it's a setup. I don't think this is an act that they're putting on. Because Musk is not looking very good in this whole thing. However, when Musk brought up the whole thing about the Epstein files and that Trump should be impeached, all this stuff, pretty incendiary. It throws a whole different, and now they're talking like they might get, you know, they might mend fences. So I don't know. It's, you know, Trump's a busy guy. He's, you know, he's like you said, they were asking him questions about, oh, what about you and Musk? Oh, you know, I'm talking to a whole bunch of world leaders. I'm doing all bunch of other stuff. I don't have time to get involved in the minutiae of this. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, don't bother me about all this stuff. I don't know. We might talk. We might not. I don't know. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot more things going on in the world than, you know, just to deal with Musk. And Musk's, you know, he's got his own things too. He's a busy guy too. But he's got time to get on Twitter and say, I don't know. There's this theory. What do you think? Call the show. 812-379-8778. I'd love to hear what you think about this whole thing between Musk and Trump. Do you think it's a bad thing that our enemies, that our foreign allies, foreign countries are looking at us as if that makes us weaker? I don't think in the long term it does. I don't think it's something anybody really wants to see necessarily. But the fact that we're able to see it, I think, is important. I think it is actually healthy in some ways. And I know you may think that's crazy, but I think it's, I don't like that it's happening, but I like the fact that we know it's happening. I think it's better for the nation. And Lincoln said it best and better than, I don't know that he was necessarily the one that came up with this, but I think that he said it more than anybody else. He'd actually said it more than once. Let the people know the truth and the nation will be saved. If we see and just if you expose all the baloney for what it is, may not be pretty. But we know what's going on. There's no conspiracy theories around the whole thing. That's where the left the entire time was coming up with all these crazy, wacky ideas that, you know, Elon Musk is running the country and blah, 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 because they start filling in the blanks because they don't know. This is where they go with it because they, how did Donald Trump win the election in 2016? We just don't know. Hillary was supposed to win. He must have colluded with Russia. There must be an explanation for this. It couldn't be that Hillary Clinton was a bad candidate, even though she was a horrible candidate. And folks, if you haven't looked into some of the things about Bill and him, actually Bill Clinton, his last name was not Clinton when he was born, by the way. I don't know if anybody has ever talked about that. His mother remarried, and I think he took, he ended up taking her adopt. I think his dad might have passed away. He ended up taking on his, he was adopted into the family, and I think he ended up taking the name. He didn't want to at first, and I think he ended up deciding to take the name of his adopted father. That's where I believe it is. Just some things about their lives that most people don't realize. And, by the way, many other things, but there's some, now, by the way, I have no anticipation of me wanting to off myself, delete myself, as they say. So if that happens, it wasn't me. I was Epstein. So, oh, by the way, I just learned this morning that yesterday morning, a fellow classmate of mine from high school, I knew him better in grade school. We're pretty good friends in grade school and a little bit in high school, but I knew his brother actually very much, much better. Because he married, him and his wife pastored a church where I led worship quite a bit. Just found out that he died in a car crash yesterday morning, and early in the morning, about 3:30 in the morning. Obviously, a hardworking guy. And that's been a little bit tough. I just want to throw that in there. Just happened to notice that a notification came across, a reminder about that. So just prayers go out to the family. That kind of thing is such tragic. I lost my father-in-law to a untimely car accident, and it just the effect that it has on the family. You don't have a chance to say goodbye. It's hard to see someone pass, but at the same time, you hope that it's going to happen quickly. Be over with quickly. It's no big, long, spend 10 years in a nursing home on tubes. You don't want to do that. But you also don't want to, you also want to have a chance to say goodbye to people. It's just difficult, to go through, let alone when it's a shock like that. Because you just never know. This could be, this could be your last day. This could be my last day. Don't know. Don't know if there's going to be ever a show ever again. The one last thing I want to talk about is this craziness with the Democrats and the way they don't. When you spend time, when you look at all the time, effort, and money that was spent on the oligarchy tour. And of course, now we're being told that we have Bernie's coming out saying it's a fascist regime, it's a fascist dictatorship. And we need to fight against it. Of course, now there's going to be the next campaign is going to be, against fascism. Why don't you go out? Why don't you get a plan? Why don't you get a vision for our nation, and a plan, and show us how that works. Put it together. Show us how you're going to implement that plan, and go out on the campaign's trail and just have a positive message about where the country can go if you're in charge, or if your ideals are in charge and your leadership is there. Do that. Do something like that. This idea that you're spending so much time, effort, and money on something that's negative. That's one thing if you can, if you got to call out your opponent and do some things and say, hey, this is where they're going to take us. This is what their policies are going to do. This is what my policies are going to do. If you can somehow define your positive thing and juxtapose it against the negative thing that they're do that. Just coming out with Orange Man Bad all day long is not getting the Democrat Party moving forward anywhere. It's not getting our nation moving forward. And that's what I'm really concerned about, is that we're not moving forward anywhere as a nation, because we're just constantly in this battle of personality issues that we need to get past. We need to get beyond that. Please, have something positive, Democrats. Just come up with a positive agenda, how you're going to make this country safer, how you're going to deal with crime in our nation, not just by ignoring it, how you're going to deal with health care without making everybody else pay for it, making it free for everybody, how you're going to deal with education, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Kids are graduating high school and can't read. Can't even sign their own name. Can't do change at a drive-thru. Oh, yeah, we've got the best education system in the world. Spend more money per capita on children today on education than any other nation in the world. Where's it going? Now, I don't blame it on the kids. I don't blame the kids at all. I think this nation, I think there's some awesome kids coming up in this world. They're having their heads filled with mush. I'm just saying, we need to have an agenda that moves us forward, that betters our country, betters our people, and not this craziness that just says, we're going to stamp out fascism. Well, then what are you going to, but you're not going to talk about what you're replacing it with. Even though it's not fascism, and you're just, they're calling basic patriotism fascism. Kind of, and white supremacy, of course. So there we are. Here we are, folks. That's where we're at. It is Tuesday. This has been Topical Tuesday. And, folks, I want to hear what you have to say. 812-379-8778. You can let your opinions be heard. And I might share them on the show. I might talk about them. I might answer your questions. We might have a whole show that's dedicated to just your topics and what I think about them, because that's what it's the news according to me, not news according to you. So it's going to be what I think about you, what you think about, what I think about, what I think about you. So that's what I was going to talk about. It's like a ping pong match, sort of, kind of in some ways. Folks, thanks again for listening. God bless. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for those around you. And we will pray for each other, that we continue to move forward with this, to accomplish what needs to be done for us all to have a better life. Enjoy life with our families. God bless. Take care. See ya.